23rd Shulin Yud Amos continued Yud Zayin Cheshvan Heitav Shin Lamed Vav, October 22nd, 1975, Wednesday.
Who says there is no din of tchiyeh? The Ramban says that this gemara is chilik on Mishlokish. But according to Mishlokish, so there is no heter. There is no heter of tzemar lepisht. But then he mentions Shidas Rishayim that even Rish Lakish will be made it, that Lidabi climb the tzitzes, so even if it's actually time Shneyem, so it's still, so tzemar is muter in the beggars of Pishtim. Why? Because climb the tzitzes is hutro, not hui. Vehesha seven Rish Lakish baal mitma. Aber climb the tzitzes gam ruta, mismuchi. Vahid munoches, but the Gemore in munoches mentions Rish Lakish's din, when the Gemore has the kasha loyeya lo lobon, and the Gemara gives a terrace which is the Efshah B'minon. So we see that the Gemara applies Rish Lakish and Vinik and Vinik. So there is the Gemara in the Maskonet gives another terrace that the reason is why the Chachomim Moreikeya, the mitzvah of Tcheles in the Begets of Pishton, because of the Zere, maybe he will put it, he'll use it, Bilaylo. In a beged, in the Ksus Lailo. So the Gemara only mentioned the Teretz, the Rechtri Baum. But according to the Maskona of the Gemara, so Klai Bezitzes is Hutro, so Mimele Rishloki says Din doesn't apply. Ramban mentions. Then he says, Veloi Mihire. Mihire Bishmaitin. Do Mihoche Gamrino Lcholatele. Do Ose Ese Vide Choleise Se. Vim Keneve Dachte Ud Defshe Likai Bishneyem. Litre Dumi Bezitzes. El Shmamene Bezitzes Nami. So the Ramban Shite is that our Gemore is Chelik Ar Mishlokish. Our Gemore is Chelik Ar Mishlokish. Because according to Mishlokish, so Defshe Likai Bishneyem, so we do not say that because it's actually kind of shnei, and then he mentions Yeshivas Rishayim that why mitzitzes is hutro, so mele according to Rish Lakish it's also mutter, and he rejects that shita. So he says that why mitzitzes couldn't be hutro, because if why mitzitzes had been hutro, how could we deduce the general principle of Esed Yechaleitze say from why mitzitzes is hutro? So we have to say that these Rishayim hold that even though Klein Mitzitzes is Hutro, and the general principle is not a din of Hutro, it's a din of Truyo, but it's possible to make a Yalfuse of a general din of Truyo from a din that is Hutro. So in other words, the Torah mentions it Ligabe Tzitzes. So since the Torah in Tzitzes mentions it Beferesh, so mainly in connection with Tzitzes, it's Hutro. But in Ligabe Adalaises, where the Torah doesn't mention it beferish, so there we can deduce a Yalfuse. But there, in regard to Adalaises, so it's true only in Natut. I mean, we find many Rishenim who say that it's possible to make a Yalfuse of a general principle from a special din that is mentioned, even though the special din is Hutro and the general din is true. Now this is the Ramban. The Rashbo V'chutei Tzemeh Kozol Achmon Tzemeh V'pishtin Dachlu Tzemeh V'pishtin Pishtin Tzemeh V'chaimu Len Kitonet V'Rabi Shmoyen V'chom Kolim Amurim Stam V'no Tzemeh V'pishtin Avo Shom Men Chaim V'tzitza V'no 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 V'chi Yitzem V'no Yes, I'm not. V'chut yitzemeh peitchim v'shal pishton. V'afil rovon. V'shal pishton peitchim v'shal tzemeh. V'davke rovon shal tzemeh v'shal pishton. V'shal pishton v'shal tzemeh. V'leslom v'nei. V'yefshal ikayim mitvasitzit lo itchias lo yisese. Avo heiche v'yike m'min akono ei matil lo. Elo mine yechidu v'shlokish. No makom makim shatem meitzei eser lo yisese yad yoch l'kayim v'shnei mute v'lo yo v'eser v'itchal yisese. Hilkach, v'yike mine yad yoch l'kayim v'shnei v'im lav yad yoch l'kayim v'shnei v'im af shecholeim ha'yitzi echuti min ha'beged v'atzmei v'yadil v'konov So if we want to make it like a mina, you have to say, you have to have a little bit of a sacklap, and have to tell you, say, how do you say, keep me sharing with you? So the Ramban says that this Gemara, that after we tell me, does not agree with Rish Lakish. Because according to Rish Lakish, so you're not allowed to put a beged to chutin of pishton in the beged of tzemer, or chutin of tzemer in the beged of pishton. Not allowed, because it's actually kaim shneim. So, but the Rashbo says no. Actually, ka'enoch name. If he has, let's say, if the beged is a beged shal pishton. And he has chutin shal pishton. Yes. So then he's not allowed to put in the beged chutin shal tzema, because it's actually kaim shneya. But when does the Gemara say here that even tzema be pishtim or pishtim in the beged shal tzema? So that the Gemara has reference to a case where he doesn't have any other, where no other chutin is available for him. In other words, he has a beged shal pishtim, and he has threads of tzema. Threads of pishtim he doesn't have. But what's his alternative? He can cut off a piece of the beged and then produce chutin shal pishtim. He has the beged. This is the beged. This is the beged of pishtim. Let's say this is pishtim. So he can cut off a piece of the jacket and then produce threads of pishtim, and then attach these threads of pishtim in the knaf and beged of pishtim. So, but that will involve the hefset of the beged, the kriyas beged. So that's not considered efshali kaim shneyem. Efshali kaim shneyem means if it's efshali kaim shneyem with impunity, without any loss. But if the efshali kaim shneyem is by cutting off a piece of the beged of pishtim and then produce threads from that piece and use that as logon, that's not actually kaim shneyem. So in other words, so the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rashbo is, the Ramban says that this gemore of chutin shal tzemer beged shal pishtim, of chutin shal pishtim beged shal tzemer, that is mutar in logon, it does not accord with Rish Lakish, because according to Rish Lakish, so it's a festival of kaim shneyem, so there is no heter. But the trellis itself is certainly mutar, because trellis is certainly actually kaim shneyem, because you have to use tzemer. But as far as logon is concerned, so it's actually kaim shneyem. He doesn't have any chutin of tzemer available, so let him cut off a piece of that beged shel pishtim and make chutin shel pishtim to be used as tzitzis of pishtim in the beged shel pishtim, even though it will involve hefset of the beged, kriyas beged, but it's still considered efshali kaim shneyem. And the Rashba shiti is no, that efshali kaim shneyem means if without, with impunity, it's efshali kaim shneyem. In other words, without any kriyas beged, you can, in other words, if he has threads of pishtim, he has threads of pishtim available and threads of tzemer, and the beged of pishtim, so then he's not allowed to put the threads of pishtim as lovon and the threads of tzemer as lovon in the beged of pishtim. But if he does, then he's not allowed, because that's the kashya. But if he only has chutin shel tzemer available and chutin shel pishtim he can produce by cutting off a piece of the beged shel pishtim, then it's not considered efshali kaim shneyem. Now, please, for tomorrow, so I would like you to go over the whole sugya menachos. The whole sugya menachos, Tana Rabbanan, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Bishamai Petrin, Bisilo Mechayvin. So the whole sugya up to the Gemara Suslailo. Zero Suslailo. Suslailo and the Rashi and the Teisves. And also the Teisves in Ksuves. The Teisves in Ksuves Dachmed. So in Menoches is Lachmem, and in Suves is Lachmem. The Kigemil of Bitzaras. So there is a Tesves, Kigemil of Bitzaras.
24th Shun Yavamos Yud Cheskes on Heitosh Yilam and Baal, October 23rd, 1975.
Yesterday we just mentioned Tesves, Ramban, and Rajbo. That the Tzema Lepishtim, Kotzal Achmon, Tzema Lepishtim, that the Tzema Lepishtim, Lepishtim, Tzema. We read that the Shnei Kuti Rokhi Shal Tzema, Shor Lepishtim, Kiloma Lepishtim, Apo Gav Deefsha Bimini, Kilikom Arosom, Migen Itchilis Patre, Lova Name Patre. We love on Shal Pishtim Name Mepeter Atzema, Al Bimigen, Migen Lova Shal Tzema Peter, Al Bipishtim, Lova Shal Pishtim Name Peter Bitzema. Now, this is a reference to the Gemara in Menoches Daf Lamed Tes. Gemara says Daf Lamed Tes on the base to boil. Omar Shmuel, first of all, Omar Shmuel Mishin Yelayim, who they tell me a Bishal Pishto? The boy, Shal Pishto, Maru Shiyifto, Bishal Tzema. So that's a double portion in the Gemara. That the who they tell me is Petri Shal Pishto, we're not talking about Tcheles, Tcheles, I mean, it couldn't be any other way, we're talking about Lova. So who they tell me is Petri Shal Pishto, and even Lova. The boy, Shal Pishto, so that's portion. The Gemara is not by at first. Shall Pishto Mao Shifto Mishal Tzema. Whether the Chuti Lovon Shall Pishto and Patras in Italian Shal Tzema. Tzema Mishal Pishti with the Potter. The Chimdi Tchiles Patre Lovoname Potter. Avo Pishti Mitzema Loi, Oi Dilmo Kim Nechsi Loi. Yotzil Bashatni Sema O Pishti Yardo, Dilin Tasseloch, Loi Shne Tzema, Bipishti Loi Shne Pishti Mitzema. Toshma, Doma Rechov, Doma Rav Yudek, Chuti Tzema, Pintri Mishal Pishti, Shal Pishti Mishal Tzema. Alright, so that's the Gemara. Now, the word Mika doesn't appear here in the Gemara, but it's implicit. I mean, it doesn't appear, but this is how Tesis explains it. Because the Gemara says that Chutei Lovon Shal Tzemer Patas B'Shal Pishtin. Why? Because Mika. So the Loshon is Mika Nitcheles Patre Lovon Amepeite. The Loshon Agmor is Dechim Nitcheles Patre Lovon Amepeite. So the term Mika doesn't appear, but it's the same content. Then Teisa says, we shall pish the name Peter Atzema al the Mika. The Mika the Lovin shall tzema Peter be pish the Lovin shall pish the name Peter be tzema. So again, the term Mika doesn't appear in the Gemara. But the Roshna Gemara is, oi Dilmo, I will pish the Mitzema loi, oi Dilmo, kim dechsi lo shibu shabu 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 So Tesis explains it on the basis of Mika. I mean that there's the Pashtes Loshon Agmor. Now we have to understand the concept of Mika. What kind of Mika is it? So the Afilush Nechutivov Mishal Tzemel Shor Bepisht Kitioma Munoch Abo Gav Dev Shem Mine Kitikom Aros Mika Ditchil Espatre Lovon Amepeit Vilovon Shal Pishto Namepeit Ratzemel Di Mika. Die Mikke lobe shal tzema peite ya be pishtim, lobe shal pishtim name peite be tzema. Vi davke, be mokim tcheles. Av mokim shein tcheles, iz osa. Kim di efsha be mi. Do be mloches osa son mitzitzes, shum kwa il, u por lo ya lo lob, u mshane mishin di efsha be mino. Mishin di efsha be mino. Kil vish lobish. So teise shite here is, I mean teise in ksuves is not so certain about it. But Tesis here is that, of course, Tcheles, the Shnei Chutei Tzemeah of Tcheles in Pishton, well, that is a double portion, because that's the Pshat in Vosu Atzisakon of Psil Tcheles. Otherwise, the mitzvah of Tcheles couldn't be fulfilled in the Begetz of Pishton. But we say that not only is allowed to put in two Chutim of Tzemeah, Tcheles, in the Begetz of Pishton, but when he has the two chutim of Tzemea, of Tcheles in the Begetz of Pishton, he can put in another two chutim of Tzemea of Lovon. Why? Because Mige, the Trilis Patre Lomanamata. And because of that, so we extend the concept of Mige further, and we say in the Degesh al Tzema, in the Degesh al Tzema, so he has two Chutim of Tzema, naturally of Trilis. So he can put in addition to the two Chutim of Tzema, in the Degesh al Tzema of Trilis, he can put in two Chutim of Tzemer of Lovo in the Begat Shal Tzemer. Why? Meichateise. So that's the Gemara, that was the Abaye of the Gemara. The Mige de Lovo Shal Tzemer Peita Bepishtin, Lovo Shal Pishtin Nam Peita Bitzemer. But, suppose he doesn't have Treles today. We don't have Treles. So, according to this Teisves, not only he isn't allowed today in the Begat Shal Pishton to put in four Chutim of Tzemer of Lovo, but even two chutim of Tzemer of Lovon, he's not allowed to put in the Begesh of Pishto today, in as much as we don't have Tcheles. Whether, so even two chutim according to this Eises, there is one motion, there is one alternative in Eises, in Ksuves, that man, that today, when he has no Tcheles, so two chutim of Tzemer of Lovon in the Begesh of Pishto is allowed. But, four chutim certainly not. So four chutim certainly not. How about two chutim of Tzemer of Lovon and Begesh of Pishton? According to our Teisus here, you want a snap. According to one alternative in Teisus in Ksubes, yes. Now we have to understand what kind of a din is it. What's the whole concept of Mige? What does it mean, Mige? The Chol HaPoches, we can understand, I mean the concept, Mige de Kheles Ba'at Chelov and Amepeite. So we could say, this is how we could explain it. This is how we could explain it. In other words, let's say if the Gemara had said just the din of that in a Begat Shel Pishto, so since you have to put in two chutim of Tzemer of Treles, so and that constitutes the Begat into Klayim, so the Begat Shel Klayim, the Taliskotin becomes Klayim anyway, no matter what you do. You have to put in the Beget, you have a Taliskotin of Pishta. So, you have to put in two Chutin of Tzemer. So it will become, the Taliskotin will become Klayim anyway. So even if you will, as Lobon, you'll use two Chutin of Pishta. But it will be Klayim on account of the two Chutin of Tzemer of Treles. So since it has to become Klayim anyway, so in any way it's muter to end the Klayim. To end the Klayim, so you are only marble in the Klayim, because it has to be Klayim anyway. But in the case of a Begat Shel Tzemer, so what kind of chutim of Tzemer do you have to put in? Naturally, chutim of Tzemer. So, and this, it wouldn't become Klayim on the account or on the score of the Tzemer. So the Gemara says, the Mige the Lovin Shal Tzemer Peter be Pishtin, Lovin Shal Pishtin Nami Peter be Tzemer. Leichet Eise. Without the two Chutim of Pishtin in the Beget of Tzemer, the Beget wouldn't be Klayim. So these two Chutim make it into Klayim. Why are you allowed? What kind of halach is it, Mige? What kind of halach is it? Now, so if we said, like the Shite that the Ramban mentions, which the Ramban rejects outright, so he says that Klayim Mitzitzes is Hutcho, then we can understand. But most Rishayim hold that Klayim Mitzitzes is not Hutcho. The Ramban Yivomes among them. The Ramban Yivomes among them. It's not Hutcho, and they have a strong value. Because if Klayim Mitzitzes is Hutcho, how can we deduce the general principle of Tchiyah? Of Tchiyah? Mm-hmm. So it's not Hutcho. If it's not Hutcho, so on what? What is the justification for two chutim of Pishton of Lovon in the Begat Shel Tzemer? Meichateise. Why? Because had the talis be a Begat Shel Pishton, then I would be allowed to put in Chiles of Tzemer. So, but the talis is not a Begat Shel Pishton. The talis is a Begat Shel Tzemer, and the Trilis is also Tzemer. So the Trilis doesn't involve Klayim. So why should I be allowed in a Begat Shel Tzemer to put in two Chutim of Ramon of Pishton, because had the talis been a baggage of Pishton, I would be allowed to put in climb. There I would be forced to put in climb in order to become mitzvah of trelis. But here the baggage is a baggage of tzemer, so the trelis is fulfilled without climb. Meir Teisa should be allowed. And it's true. What is the pshat in the whole concept of me? Now the whole concept of me, obviously, must be explained on the basis of Hutra. Otherwise you couldn't. Otherwise, Nige doesn't make sense. On the basis of Hutro, so we can understand it. So the Gemara says, with Davi Hutro, Hoyvishtere, since it's Hutta in this, so it's Hutta in that. But if it's Truyo means that the love is Nema, is mentioned. Only thing is, if it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah without violating the law, if it is indispensable, if the violation of the law is indispensable for the fulfillment of mitzvah, so the essay is there. If it's indispensable, but here it's not indispensable in the baggage of Tzemer, so it's indispensable to put in two chutim of Robon of Pishton. It's not indispensable. So Meir HaTeis, so what's the pshat? So one thing is clear, I mean, that no matter what we say, the concept of Nige has to be explained on the basis of Hutra. But if it's explained on the basis, but most Rishonim reject the concept of Hutra. And if Teisves agrees with the concept of Hutra, so why does Teisves say here in Yevomes only Bemokim Treves? But let's say Bizman Azeh, we don't have Treves, so we're not allowed to put in even two chutim of lover of tzemer in the Derech of Pishton. Why not? It's Utro. Why not? It's Utro. So obviously we have to say that there is one aspect. I mean, you see, I'm exploring the pshat in Teisves. So we have to say, on one hand, we find a clue in the whole concept of Nige that there is an aspect of Utro. Because on the basis of Truyo, it's not Shayach to say Nige. It's not Shayach, it doesn't make sense. On the other hand, we see that it's Truyo, it's not Utro, because Teisves says here, you're not allowed to put even two chutim of lovon of tzemer in the baggage of Pishton. So it's not utro. If it's utro, it should be muter. It should be muter. Why? Because of Rish Lakish's din. Actually, Kaim Shneim. Do we apply Rish Lakish's din ligabe yechol nefesh ayomte? Will anyone say that if you could have prepared the food without any diminution in time, so that before Yom Tev, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tev? There is a shita that with Rabbonon you're not allowed. All right. But with Raisa, everybody agrees. Why? Because Echol Nefesh in Yom Tev is not Chuyo. Echol Nefesh in Yom Tev is Hutro. If it's Hutro, so even some male the Aloch of Efshoi Tai Vishneim doesn't apply. So on one hand, we see that the Israel does operate with the concept of Hutro. Because he talks about Mige. Mige path is based upon Hutro. On the other hand, we see that Teisves applies the Shlokish principle of Eshelik HaMishneim, so we see that it's Truyon. So what do we see? We see a contradiction here. We see that there is an aspect of Truyon, and we see that there is an aspect of Hutro. So what must be the conclusion? That there are two halachas here. I mean, we see that. That there are two halachas. So the question is, what two halachas are? Now, I think that this is the right pshat in Teisves. I mean, even though I didn't say that, anybody should say it. Now, the Gemara here, we went over all these Teisves, which are really mashot Teisves. I mean, there are no halachas in the Teisves, but they are very important. Now, the Teisves of Tonid of Rabbi Shmuel. So, what does Teisves? What does Teisa say? Teisa says, this Teisa is reference to the Gemara. The Gemara says, the cash, time because of Rachmon. So, the Rupish, Hola, Voche, Klein, the Tzitzis, Hava, Minidos, Rachmon, Vaxi, Vosso, and Tzitzis, Al Tam, Tzitzis, Deo. Vitone, Tibi, Rabbi Shmuel, called Godin, Sema Rupish, Vom Rachmon, andere Trille, so Trille Samre, und mit Mai Trille Samre, und nicht, es gibt eine Trille Samre. So die Gemorre, so Gott sagt, Gemorre Skashe. Gemorre Skashe is, why do we have to resort to his special Gzerasakosu, for Smuchim, of Mufne, and so on, that why we teach us his mutter. The Trille is mutter, in the Beged, Shal Pishto. Without the Smuchim and the Mufne, I could know it. Why? Because the Torah says was when Tzitzis comes in there. And then Rabbi Shmuel says whenever to get Beged is mentioned, it means Tzamarupishti. And the Torah says so when the Torah says was when Tzitzis comes in, was when Psil Tcheles are coming in there, so it means a Psil Tcheles has to be installed in Tzemer and in Pishti. But that's fine. So without Smuchim, without Mufne, I could know that Tcheles is Muter in the Beged Shel Pishti. So Gemara says, no. Yitzchich, without Smuchim, I wouldn't know, because I could explain the Psukim like Rabbi, similar to Rabbi. Kidyuk the Rabbi. Hakonov Nikonov, Vakam Rachmonov, the Tzemer with Tzemer, Pishti with Pishti, Chavit Tzemer with Tzemer, Tzave, Avot Tzemer with Pishti, Pishti with Tzemer, Loi, Kosh Rachmon with Tzemer with Pishti. All right. So the Gemara's kasha was that without Smuchim, without Mufne, I should be able to deduce from the posik of the Osu and Tzitzis accompanied in Deyem, which means Semeru Pishtim, that Chiles is Muter in the Beretz of Pishtim. Why? Because of Tomet Rabbi Shimon. So Tzitzis goes further. Tzitzis says a kasha, why does the Gemara have to resort to Tomet Rabbi Shimon? Even according to the Rabbonon of Tomet Rabbi Shimon, I could also deduce without his Smuchim and without Mufne. Vim teima abelo itane de Rabbi Shmuel. Nami yuchol idagde. The begodi mashma kol begodi. Without Rabbi Shmuel. Let's say the Rabbono v'achil itan Rabbi Shmuel. And we say that beged can mean any beged. There are such tanoim. As Tesis points out in the Tesis Dapei Yom Dalet Dibra Maschol Rabbono Mone Lidunol. So there are tanoim who say that stam beged means any beged. Includes nylon, plastic, everything. Tzemagefen, canvas, every silk, velvet, every kind of bag. So we still could deduce without smuchim and without mufne, we could still could deduce, even according to the Tanoim, who are chilik anton of Rabbi Shmuel, that when the Torah says, Gosu and Tzitzis are come, the Torah says, Psil Tcheles, Akam Vividayem, it means even the Begets of Pishti, because the Torah says, Gosu and Tzitzis Akam Vividayem. What does it mean, Akam Vividayem? Every Beget, including a Beged Shel Pishtim, but it's quiet, so we should be able to deduce even without recourse to Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Yitzchak. Vim tim ruoi ton Rabbi Shmuel nami yuchol idag. Vigodi mashma hogot vikul amar achmono vikul tchilas. Al men vikul pish nami shor tchilas. Vichy teim adav aminir lana kul amar achmono vikul tchilas. Hash nami neim ad atzim adav kumar achmono vikul tchilas. Vigoi apish. Vigish tzubay mizik moretz. Vigish leima adivada yuchol tanim Rabbi Shmuel. Ava min nishom min amar achmono vikul tchilas. Vigoi apish. Aber dann wird ich mehr, halt gibt ihm sein, halt Gott ihm sein, aber pischt ihm, mach ich da weiche, da viel und immer kaum mit Wege da habe, und ich sein, aber pischt ihm, hoche mit dem Kossa, die Maschma fällt. So Teisha says, the reason is why the Gemore places its Kashi, ob Antonio wird ich mehr, the implication being, that according to the Tanoim, or Achilik Antonio wird ich mehr, then we couldn't test the Kashi, that without Smuchim, without Mufne, we should learn how the Tchiles is muter in the Beged Shel Pishtim is because we could say too that the Torah says that Psil Tcheles come with the Yem, but it means come with the Yem old God Tzemer, you have to put in Tcheles in Tzemer, in Tzemer Gefen, in canvas, in plastic, in iron, everything except in Pish. What's wrong with saying that when it says Psil Tcheles come with the Yem, it means every beged, we can have an unlimited number of body in every beged, in every type of beged, but except ish mashayim kein according to Rabbi Shmuel. So bideyem has reference to two godim only. So if you say except ishton, so it has reference only to one beged, to tzemer. So it shouldn't, loshon rabim shouldn't be used. It's like right, and the Gemara, but so the Gemara asks. According to Rabbi Shmuel, without Smuchim. So the Gemara gives a teretz, without the drosha of Smuchim, I could explain the psukim in accordance, in a way similar to Rabbi's drosha. In a way similar to Rabbi, not like Rabbi, but in a way similar to Rabbi. So the Meile, we have to resort to the drosha of Smuchim and Mufim. So in other words, if we didn't have this Muchim and Mufne, then I could explain the posse in accordance with one. But now that we have, so then I would explain in the posse Hakonof Nimkonov, Vortom Rachmone, Ovid with Semer with Semer, or Pishtim with Pishtim. We have been at Semer with Semer Tzave, Avot Semer with Pishtim, Pishtim with Semer Loid. Loid. I could explain it that way. In the subjunctive, I could explain it that way. But now that the Drosha of Smuchim, so the Torah tells us in effect, with the Drosha of Smuchim, that Klein Bitzitzes is Muter. So in Mele, I know that this interpretation wouldn't be correct. Now that there is a Drosha of Smuchim, so I know that this kind of interpretation wouldn't be a correct interpretation. Only if there hadn't been a Drosh of Smuchim, I could interpret it that way. But now that there is a Drosh of Smuchim, so I know that the Pshat in Akonov is not Tzemel Tzemel Peshtel Pishtim, but it means even Tzemel Pishtim. So, Mimele, since I know that this Pshat cannot be applied, so Mimele we can again deduce the droshe that the Gemara asks. So in other words, so we have two. So in final analysis, we have two droshes. One droshe is the smichus. The smichus, the fact that the mitzvah of tzitzis during Tazaroch is mentioned next to the love of Klein. So that implies that bimokim tzitzis, there is no isa Klein. That's one droshe. Then we have another droshe. But the Gemara asks, the Torah says, "Roslem tzitzis al kamtus day," and we told it to Rabbi Yishmael. So maybe that the Roma Rachmona would let chayles. So what does it mean chayles in the Begesh of Tzemer and in the Begesh of Pishti? What did Gemara say? I could say, "Ovid leTzemer leTzemer lePishti lePishti." This I could say if there hadn't been the smichus. But now that there is a smichus, so I know that pshat wouldn't be correct. So Mimele, now I know that the judicial mikro of the Otulem Tzitzit HaKampel Ideen and Psil Tcheles means Psil Tcheles L'Tzemer L'Begesh L'Tzemer or Psil Tcheles L'Begesh L'Pish and too. If the heavy been smichus, so then I could interpret the Pasuk Tzemer L'Tzemer L'Pish L'Pish. But since there is a droshe of smichus, so I know that the pshat in the judicial mikro of Psil Tcheles is not Tzemer L'Tzemer U'Pishtim L'Pishtim, but it means Psil Tcheles L'Tzemer U'Pishtim. So Mimele we have two Gzeres HaKosuvs. We have one Gzeres HaKosuv that is implicit in the parashah of Roslem Tzitzatam Tzidayim Mishlach, as the Gemara wanted to say. We taught Roslem Tzitzatam Tzidayim, we taught it to Rabbi Shmuel, called God in Tzemer U'Pishtim. So we have one Gzeres HaKosuv. We have the Chumash. Dabei haben wir Israel und Marta nehmen, wir haben uns im Zitzis der Kampf mit dem der Reisam, wir nicht nur als Zitzis der Konof Psyl Tcheles. So without the Drosh of Smichus, I would say, wir nicht nur als Zitzis der Konof Psyl Tcheles, wir begeh schon Zena. Now, the Gemara says, but now that there is the Drosh of Smichus, so this shot of wir nicht nur als Zitzis der Konof Psyl Tcheles, Lizena, but the Pishtin not, is incorrect. If it's incorrect, so what is the pshat? We know not second of psil treves in each beged, not only in the beged of tzemer, but in the beged of pishton also. So maybe we have a sakosuf here in shlach that treves is muter in the beged of pishton. That's one sakosuf. So that sakosuf is utro. That sakosuf is utro. In so far as treves is concerned, it's utro because the Torah said so many words. I mean, otherwise, as Teisa says, if the whole mitzvah could not be visualized except by violating the certain law, then it's utro. So here too, The Torah says, "Davir on the Yisrael Matalim was on Tzitkan Fidein the Reisun was on Tzitkan of Psil Tcheles." Now what's the Pshat Psil Tcheles? Psil Tcheles Bidegesh of Temer, or Psil Tcheles Bein Bidegesh of Temer, Bein Bidegesh of Pishton. So if we didn't have the Drosh of Smichus, so then the Gemara says, I would say that it means Psil Tcheles only in the Bidegesh of Temer. But since we have the Drosh of Smichus, so I know that this interpretation wouldn't be correct. So what's the right interpretation of the notion of Tzitzakon of Psil Tcheles? Psil Tcheles al Habegesh al Pishtom, al Habegesh al Tzemer, v'al al Habegesh al Pishtom. So that means that the mitzvah of Tcheles in the Habegesh al Pishtom cannot even be visualized without the violation of crying. So that's utro. But then we have the Drosh of Smichus, and the Drosh of Smichus speaks only of Tcheles. The Tcheles is not even mentioned in the Smichus, so Tcheles is not even mentioned. We see what Shatney Semo Fishing Yardo. The deal in Tassel or Palalba County is Ksusho, Ashat Kassel. Tcheles is not mentioned. But the fact, because of the juxtaposition, the smichus between the Silva Shatnes and the deal in Tassel or and its Mufne, it's in its Mufne, so Mamele we deduce that the Mokin Dilin, so Shatnes is Mut. A general principle. I mean, so that Mokin Dilin, and from this we deduce a general principle. So Mimele, this second halacha is Tchuya. So in other words, vis-a-vis Tcheles, so it's Utro. Vis-a-vis Lovon. Vis-a-vis Lovon, so it's Tchuya. So vis-a-vis Lovon is Tchuya. Now, so then you'll say, that's all right, according to Tonez Rebbe Shmuel. So the more the Kashi, even without the Drosh of Smichus and Mufne, I should still be able to deduce from the parasha of Tzitzis in Shlach, that crying the Tcheles be Tzitzis, that Tcheles be crying is Muta, Tcheles be Pishton is Muta. So the Gemara says, no, I wouldn't be able to deduce without the Smichus, because I could interpret the Psil Tcheles in the Begesh of Tzemadav, I could limit the expression Roslan Psil Tcheles to a Begesh of Tzemadav. But since there is a Drosh of Smichus, I know that the Pshat in Roslan Psil Tcheles is baby Begesh Otzema, baby Begesh Otzema. But, so mainly we have two Gzeres HaKosev, we have two Alochas. One Aloche Ligabi Tcheles, that is Utcho, the other Aloche Ligabi Lovon, that is Tchuyah. So we learn out the general thing of a Zvich HaLitzah say, from the Gzeres HaKosev of Lovon. But, how about the Tanoim Wachilik Antonin Rabbi Shmuel? So the Tanoim Wachilik Antonin Rabbi Shmuel. So without the Posik of, so then, the Gemara doesn't ask accordingly. So that doesn't present any difficulty. Because then says the Kasha, even without the Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara could deduce that Tcheles is Muter in Pishton. Because the Torah says, wasn't it come to the day? And then was when Psil Tcheles. Also come to the day, every baguette, whether it's nylon or plastic or whatever it is, including Pishton. So even according to the other Tanoim, even according to the Rabbonot and the Rabbi Shmuel, I could still deduce. So Teisa says, no. The Gemara doesn't ask according to the other Tanoim, because the Gemara understands that according to the other Tanoim, I could say that when the Torah says, and then Psil Tcheles. So it means only God in the world. You can have 1,000 minimum of God, or 10,000 minimum of God. But except one. So that way, so the Gemara understood that without the Drosh of Smichus, we could explain this posik, that this posik makes an exception. And the exception is a Begesh of Pishton. In other words, so the Gemara understood that without Smichus I couldn't deduce it. But now that we have the Drosh of Smichus, so I know that that Tchilas is muter even in a Beges of Pishtom because of the Drosh of Smichus. So maybe I know that when the Torah says we also want to accompany with Deyem, it does not exclude the Beges of Pishtom. So the Beges of Pishtom is included. So maybe we can again deduce, as Teisa says, we can again deduce what is the country with Deyem, and it means because of the Drosh of Smichus we know that the Beges of Pishtom is not excluded. And Vigdayim has referenced an unlimited number of meaning, an infinite number of meaning. I say infinite because there is no limit to the number of meaning that could be invented by people, you see. So our Nosson Tzakambi Vigdayim has referenced an infinite number of meaning. Let's say, according to those who are Chilik, so let's say we have now new meaning, nylon, plastic. There could be an infinite number of new meaning, maybe, you see. So the Torah has reference to an unlimited number of meaning, and in respect to each meaning, so psil tcheles, that means including the meaning of pishtah. So there is implicit exeras akosum that tcheles is muta, and that in regard to tcheles it is ut. So even according to the Rabbonim of Talmud Rabbi Shmuel, we can say that there are two Gzeras HaKosu. One Gzeras HaKosu vis-a-vis Tcheles, and that's Utro. And the other Gzeras HaKosu vis-a-vis Lovon, and that's Troyo. So the general principle of Esed Yechalis is deduced from Lovon, not from Tcheles. So the Mele, now we can understand. We saw that Tesis operates with two aspects, with an aspect of Utro, because the whole Indian, the whole concept of Nige is expressive of what we got betrayed, or we couldn't conceive of Nige we got betrayed. And then Teisves also operates with an aspect of Truya, because Teisves speaks of Rishwakish's Din. So now we can understand. So what is Utro? Chilas is Utro. Lovon is not Utro. So vis-a-vis Lovon, only if it's Mamashi Epsha. Mamashi Epsha. But you cannot say, let's say in the Beges of Pishtom, let's say Bizman Hazeh, when there is no Tcheles, and it's a Beges of Pishtom, and he says, well, I don't have any Chutim of Pishtom. I have such an abundance of Chutim of Tzenda, but Pishtom I don't have. So we say to him, that's not in accordance with the oneness of the Rashbo, of course. So we say to him, it's actually Kaim Shneihem. He can take a pair of scissors or a knife and cut out from the middle of the telescope. It won't pass on the telescope. So he cut off a piece of material of the pishtom, and then he'll manufacture from that piece of material, he'll produce chutin of pishtom. It's a very easy job. It requires a little bit of tilch and a little bit of epse, that's all. But nothing else. So that's actually kaim shneihem. So it's actually kaim shneihem. So the Rashbo says, since it involves the hefset of the talis, of the beget, so it's actually kaim shneihem. But Teisves disagrees with the Rashbo. It's actually kaim shneihem. So mele on the basis of tchiye, it couldn't be muta. But bimokim tcheles. So then, insofar as tcheles itself is concerned, so it's hutro. So now, he's mechuyev to put in four chutim, two chutim tcheles, two chutim lovon. Now it's a beget of pishtom. So the two chutim of tcheles of tzemer, that's hutro. So we say he can put in two more chutim of tzemer together with the two chutim of tzemer of tcheles. He can put in two chutim of tzemer of lovon. Why? Because Miget is Tcheles part, since it's Hutro. So insofar as Hutro is concerned, we can apply the concept of Miget. So Miget is Tcheles part, there it's Hutro. So Lovon Nami Potro. And since, so then, as far as the concept of Hutro is concerned, so it goes further. So, the Lovon shall Pishtim Nami Peter at Semer al Dimiget, the Miget the Lovon shall Semer. Peter the Pishtim. Bimokim tcheles, so Lovon shall pishtim name peita bitzemer bimokim tcheles. Pidach bimokim tcheles. So there, we can apply the concept of Mille. Because Trelles is Utro. But in Bismarck, we don't have Trelles. So there is nothing that is Uta. If there is nothing that is Uta, how can we be Matir and Israel Fry? But only on the basis of Trier, basis of Trier. So only Hitier, three times Schneien. But in the Begit Shal Tzemer, it's not shayach to say Trier. Because it's a three times Schneien. He just has to cut out a piece of material and then make the Chuti. Make the Chuti. Or in the Begit Shal Tzemer, he doesn't have any Tchutim Shal Tzemer available. All he has to do is to put out a piece of material from the Tzemer, and you'll have Tchutim of Tzemer. This is Teisa Shi. Alright. Now, so that's Teisa Shi. Now, I just would like to go over, I mean, it's not negated directly to this Gemara. Now, I asked you to go over that whole Gemara. So, that Gemara, Tomer Rabbanon, I'm not going over the whole Omer, just certain lines, I mean, skip the rest, only that which is important. Tomer Rabbanon, Daf Mem Omed Aleph, Sotin Bitzitzes, Mishamei Peitrin Ubisil Mechayim, Va'alochek Divrei Bisil. Omer Rav Lezer Barab Tzodek, Valikol Amatil Tchiles Birushalayim, Eini Yalom Min Anasmi, Omer Rebbe, Imkinos Lomo Oschu Lepshimki. So there are two Lishinis and Rashi. And the two Lishinis and Rashi represent the two Pshotim, and only two Pshotim in the Gemara. The first Lashon and Rashi is that the Machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilel is a Machlekes Nidrayim. So Tomer Rabbanon Sodin Bitzitzes, Bishamai Petrin or Bisilel Mechayim. So what does it mean Bishamai Petrin? Because Bishamai don't darshan the Drosh of Smuchim. Don't darshan the drosh of smuchim. So memele tcheles is not muter in the beget shal pishtam. Tcheles semer is not muter in the beget shal pishtam. So it's also ubisilel nechayvin bisilel du darshan the drosh of smuchim. So memele a beget shal pishtam. So it means a beget shal pishtam. So a beget shal pishtam is chayev in tcheles. Because I said the Chalais. So what does it mean? That it's Chayim. Omer Rebbe Lezer, the Rebbe Tzodek. Chilas is higher, but anyone, you have to put in Chilas in its setting, but anyone who does it in Yerushalayim, so everybody looks against it. So how can you say it? Amaroi Rebbe in Cain, Mamas Ruol if Shemkin. So Rebbe says, Enochnam, Daloch is like Mesila. Daloch is like Mesila. So neither I say, so Isodin is Chayim Sitis. Isodin is Chayim Sitis, because I said they raises it. But you ask, how is it that whenever one is seen in Yerushalayim, that he puts chilas in his sodin, so everyone looks against it in, because mid rabbonon, he shouldn't put chilas in a derech of Ishto. How could a chachomim be ekeya? Yes, kiya bet chachomim wakadom lateya b'shevotas. That's one pshat. The other pshat. And the second, the thesis points out that the second pshat in Rashi is really expressive of the other pshat. But most Rishonim don't explain it that way. Because according to that pshat, Bishamai, Achilik, and the whole Aloha, Vezet Echalesis. I mean, if I'm with Jesus, that maybe they're not Chilik, and maybe they're not Chilik on the general deen of Vezet Echalesis. But the Achilik and this deen, that Chilis is Mutea, in the Beresh of Pishto Midrash, according to Rashi. So most Rishonim explain this, and they say, they hold that it's inconceivable that Bishamai should reject this aloche of Esed Echaleises of doing Tas aloche of Smuchim. After all, everybody darshins Smuchim in Mishneh Teira. So why should Bishamai be chilek on this Rosh of Smuchim? So they, most Rishonim explain it like this, that Enoch Naame Midiraise, so Bishama is maybe that he sudden is chayim tzitzis because I said the chalaisis, but Bishama is taken because of the konas chachomim with the rabbonon, because the rabbonon and Bisilel at first they won't misake, and then even though the Gemara says aloch to Bisilel, but then Rebbe says no, that later the chachomim won't misake. In other words, like Bishama, that it were Ikea. In other words, so the machlekes between Bishamai and Bisila, according to these Rishonim, it's not a machlekes in the Raise, but it's a machlekes in the Rabbonon whether the Chachomim should be Ikea, the mitzvah of Tcheles in Sadin or not. So the halacha is, in Kilomo Esru, so then finally the Chachomim did aser Tcheles in a Beresh of Pishton. In other words, they were Ikea, the mitzvah of Tzitzes in a Beretz of Pishton, because and how were they able to bake here? Because yes, Kerev Chachomim, like the matir. So that means that ultimately the halacha is like who? Like Bishamai. So it's one of the halachas where we pass like Bishamai, even though the Gemara at first said halacha to Bishilo, but then at the end, the Chachomim were machia like Bishamai, and they were ikeh the mitzvah of tzitzis by Beretz of Pishton.
What about if the sodding is made of summer?
What is that?
If the sodding is made of summer instead of Pishton.
Sodding, by definition, when the Gemara mentions sodding, that means a Beresh of Pishton. That's what it means. Sodding means a Beresh of Pishton. If it's a Beresh of summer, so there is no problem. So then it doesn't involve any crime. So the Trilis also has to be, the Trilis has to be of summer only. So the melee doesn't involve crime. Alright, now. So anyway. So then the Gemara says, why? So that means that the halacha is according to everybody. That Rimaise, now, after the Chachomim were misaken the Takone, so that we don't put in tzitzes in the Beresh of Pishton. Because of Yeshke Chachom Nakhlateo. Whether the machlokes between Bishamai and Bisilel is in the Raise, and the Aloch is like Bisilel in the Raise, but Bisilel themselves they agree that with Rabbonon, so we have to be Eker, or the machlokes between Bisham Bisilel is in the Rabbonon, and the Psak Aloch finally was Muchra like Bishamai, doesn't make any difference, not relevant. The fact is that mid Raise a Beresh of Pishton is Chayim Tzitzes, because that's what the Chalitza say, and mid Rabbonon the Chachomim were Eker. The mitzvah of tzitzes in the Beretz of Pishton. So the Chachomim were Eker. Whether this is like Bishamai or like Bisilel, but that's the way it passed. there is a mitzvah of tzitzes and a beggar of pishtun of treles, but the Chachomim were ekeh the mitzvah. Why were the Chachomim ekeh? So the Gemara at first says Gzeirah Mishum Kvayil. So Gemara says Gzeirah Mishum Kvayil, because two midraise is allowed to put in chutin of tzela in a beget shall pishton chutin shall tzela in a beget shall pishton midraise is allowed to do it. If we allow him to put in chutin shal tzemer of treles in a beget shal pishton, so then he might dye it instead of dyeing it with the dam of the chalozein, he'll dye it with a similar dye, but it's not chalozein. I mean, they look alike, and then so it will not be treles, and you wear it, so David is of pie. So because of that, the chachomim were ikeya the mitzvah of treles in a beget shal pishton, in order that no Jew should ever be nichshon in dying it with klayim instead of chalozim, and then so will not be behind the mitzvah, so there won't be any tree, so will be there. And he said otherwise. So the Gemara asks the kashe, why will he be there? What kind of a mitzvah will be? Let's say he'll take two chutin of tzemer and he'll use not, and he'll dye it, he'll make it blue, not in the dye of the dam chalozim, but in the dye of klayim. And everybody will think that's chiles. In fact, it's not chiles. So if it's not chiles, so it's lovon. So you see from this gemara and from many other gemaras that even that it's not the mitzvah of lovon does not miyake. It does not mean that it has to be white. It can be dyed with any color, blue, red. I mean, any color. So you are mikayim. Why is it called lovon? Because it can be lovon too. Of course, the minhag is, I mean, that it should be white. But there is no halacha that it has to be white. We see from this gemara it can be dyed with any color. In other words, that's called lovon. It can be white, it can be black, it can be blue, it can be red, it can be anything. So what is gemara the kashe, what kind of a mikshel is there? Suppose he dyes it not with the dam chaloz and he dyes it with fire. So, but lovon it is, and lovon is also an essay, so it's also the chedolais essay. So what kind of a mikshel is it? So we have a lovon. So the Gemara gives a teret, kim def shabi minon, lo kidur ish lokish. The Omar ish lokish, kol mokei, sheato. Meitze ese velo ise se, imat yoch lekaim mishnei emute, vlad yor ese velo ise se. Because if it is, if the da is, tam chaloze, so then, so it has to be with tzeva. So in Mele, there is no other way, there is no other alternative. But if the da is by you, so the mitzvah of tcheles, you couldn't be mikaim. What mitzvah do you ask? You would be mikaim anyway. You'd be mikayim the mitzvah of lovon, but the mitzvah of lovon he could fulfill. It's a beggar of pishton with two chutin of pishton. So meile it's actually kaim shneim. So there is no heter for him to be able to ever fine. Then the Gemara says that the reason is why the chachamim wareka the mitzvah of tzitzis in the beggar of pishton, because gzeirah mishum kshus lailo. So there are two pshatim rishenim. What does it mean gzeirah mishum kshus lailo? Some rishenim say gzeirah mishum kshus lailo because lailo is potter of tzitzis. Lailo is potter of tzitzes. So when is it chayv v'tzitzes only the eight? So Mimele the Chachomi felt that there is a need to be eikah the mitzvah of tzitzes in the beget shal pishton. Because if we wouldn't, if the Chachomi wouldn't be eikah, so many Jew who would put in tcheles of tzemer in the beget shal pishton, so in the daytime he would be allowed to wear that taluskot. But sometimes he would forget to take it off immediately before Shkiyas Hachamo. So he would wear it at night too, and at night there is no mitzvah of tzitzes, so there is no heter for him to wear the klayim. So he'll be eiver. So because of that possible mikshel, the Chachomim decided to be eiker the mitzvah of tzitzes in the beggars of pishton altogether. Rav Netam doesn't like that pshat, because Rav Netam says that if the beggar is a ksus yeim, so even though it has klayim, let's say it's a beget shel pishton, it has chutin of tcheles, so it's klayim. So even if he wears that beget, that talis, balaylo, there is no aver. So what does the Gemara mean? Gzeirah mishum ksus lailo. What does the Gemara mean? Gzeirah mishum ksus lailo. If the whole ksus is a ksus lailo, let's say a pyjamas, let's say he'll be with that ksus lailo. So if we allow him to put Chut in Ochtreves, in Tales, in a Beget, so many Jews might be tempted to put the same Treves in pyjamas too. Let's say the pyjamas have four corners. And there the Xus is Xus Lila, so there is no heter of Klein. But if the Xus is Xus Yei, so then Klein Vitzitzes is Muter, even when he wears it, the Lila. So the Shagasaye, I mean, and many Achenim, they take it for granted that the Ramatam Shite is that Klein Vitzitzes is Utro. The Klein Vitzitzes is Utro. And then Ramatam says that even Tali Show, so Tali Show is Potter of Tzitzes. So Ramatam Shite is there is no Isa of Klein. So even Tali Show, there is no Isa. There is no Isa of Klein. So the Shekasari assumes that the reason is why Ramatam says Talmud Shol there is no Isa of Klein Mitzitzes, and in Balailoi there is no Isa of Klein Mitzitzes as long as the Xuz Exu Shalyei. When is there an Isa of Klein Mitzitzes? Only if the Xuz is Exu Shalailo. But if the Xuz Exu Shalyei, but he wears it at night, the Ramatam Shite is that Klein Mitzitzes is Utro. But I mean, Ramatam doesn't say it in so many words. Maybe there is another pshat in Ramatam. Alright, so this is the whole Gemara. This is the whole Gemara. Alright, now I just want to go over the tesis in Ksuvis I have here. Now, I just want to mention something else, which is very important for our sugya. Very important. Rabbi Chonon mentions in his Aores that he mentioned this Sefer HaEshkel before Reb Chaim, and he mentioned a possible pshat in the Sefer HaEshkel, and then Reb Chaim said another pshat. What Reb Chaim said, well, that has to be explained. Anyway, the Sefer HaEshkel. So, in final analysis, whether according to the first Lashon Rashi, first Lashon Rashi, second Lashon Rashi, but in final analysis is the same thing. The halacha is that Begit Shel Pishton is Chayav B'Tzitzes Medraseh, but the Chachomim worried. So how were the Chachomim able to be Ikea? Because Yeshkei Eben Chachomim like a Dolom Nater. So that means that the fact is that now one is not Mechuyev. He's not Mechuyev to put in Cheles in the Begit Shel Pishton. Suppose he does put in. Does he get Malkus or not? So the Sefer HaEshkel in Lachasites mentions two days of Hashem. One Lashon in the Sefer HaEshkel is that in as much as Midraise is Mechuyev, but the Chachomim were Eker. So true that the Chachomim were Eker. So, but some mainly is not Mechuyev, but if he does put in, the Yisrael of Klayim is not in there because that's the Echleilus. That's one motion in the Sefer HaEshkel. The second motion is, since the Chachomim Moreikeya, so Mimele is Chayv Malkus for Klai. So Rabbi Chonon said before Reb Chaim, that these two Lishene is a chilik, and the question as to whether the Chiyuv of the Ese is Deiche, or the Kiyum of the Ese is Deiche. So Mimele, here the Chachomim, so the Chachomim was certainly Eike the Chiyuk, Bishemot Taiz. So the Eike the Chiyuk. So Mimele, the Loshin, the first Loshin that says that the Chiyuk is Eikea. So Mimele, they say that since there is no Chiyuk, that not the Chiyuk Eikea. See, the first Lashon in the Sefer HaEshkel holds that the Chiyuv is there. And since the Chachomim necessarily must have been Eker, the Chiyuv, so there is no Tchiyah, so maybe it's Chayv Malkus. The second Lashon, the Eshkel, that says that there is no Malkus, they hold that it's not necessary that the Chiyuv should be there. A mitzvah kiyumis, even a kiyuma mitzvah without the Chiyuv, is also there, without the Chiyuv. A kiyum mitzvah is deiche, not a chiyuv mitzvah is deiche. So true, yes, kiyuv et chom lakadu matire, chachomim morik en a chiyuv. But a mitzvah is mikayim, if he does put in tcheles. He's mikayim a mitzvah. And the kiyum the kiyum mitzvah has the potential of being lechad leisase. So that's the machlokes between the two lashonos. The first lashon holds that only the chiyuv mitzvah has the potential of being lechad leisase, and since the chiyuv was nekava the chachomim, so mele there is no chiyuv. So there is no tchiye, and the second lashon holds that even without the chiyuv, the kiyum can be there. The kiyum can be there. All right, this is what Rabbi Chanan said. So Rabbi Chanan says, when he mentioned that before Reb Chaim, so Reb Chaim said, no, the pshat could be that both lishenes hold that the kiyum alone is there, not the chiyum. The kiyum alone is there, but the first lashon that says that there is his chayim malkes if one today. After Chachom Moreke. So if he puts in Tchiles, he's Chayim Malkes, because the first Lashon holds, the first Lashon the Eshkol holds, that the Chachom Moreke, not only the Chiyuv, the Oike, the Kiyum too. The second Lashon holds, too, they have a Keach to be Eike, the Kiyum too, but they won't Eike, the Kiyum. They're only Eike, the Chiyuv, not the Kiyum. Whether Reb Chaim meant that, or Reb Chaim meant something else, I don't know. I mean, it's possible that Reb Chaim meant something else, but that's the way Rabbi Chanan gives the report of his discussion with Rabbi Chaim. All right, anyway, so that's very important. In other words, so one thing is sure, that those Rishayim in the Eshkel who say that even Bisman Azeh, when the Chachomim were certainly Eikir, at least the Chiyu, so if one will put Chiles in a Begich of Pishton, he'll not be Chayiv Malkes. So we can deduce a very big chiddush that even a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis, can be dechelis, because the chiyuv was certainly nekem. And if yes, kiyuv the chachom lachedom atiyo, so it means the chachomim moreiker lachim. Let's say the kiyum they were not taking. All right, but the chiyuv they were taking. If they were not taking the chiyuv, so then there was no akira altogether. And still, the second motion says that there is no malchus. Why? Because I said dechelis. Say, what kind of an essay? There is no chiyuv. There is no mitzvah chiyuvis. The answer is there is no mitzvah chiyuvis. But the kiyum they will not take here, so a mitzvah chiyuvis there is. If a mitzvah chiyuvis there is, a mitzvah chiyuvis there is, some miller that can be tchiyah. I'm mentioning it because you see, the Shagasariya considers it as a double poshut, I mean, without the shadow of a doubt, that according to Rabbi Tam. Now Rabbi Tam says one more thing, you see. Rabbi Tam says one more thing. Rabbi Tam says three kules, he says. First of all, he says the Tali Shulo, Klein B'tzitzes is Mutan Tali Shulo, even though Tali Shulo is Ptur of Tzitzes. Second thing, he mentions that the Tali's Iksu Shal Yeim is Mutea, even Balailo, with Klein is Mutea and Iksu Shal Yeim is Balailo. And then Rav Netam mentions something else, that even a woman is allowed to put on a Tali's coat with Klein and wear it. So there, the Shagasalaya mentions as a Raya Brure. As a raya brura that Rav Netam Shite is that Klayim B'tzitzes is Ud. Because if Klayim B'tzitzes is Ruyo, women, it's Mitzvah as Mangome, women are Pturis. So how can a woman be allowed to put on a talis cotton with Klayim? With Klayim. But, I mean, I'm not discussing yet Rav Netam. It's possible. I'm not saying that this is the Shikha of Rav Netam. But it's possible. This din of Rav Netam, that Noshim are allowed to put on a talis with Klayim could be explained on the basis of the second lashon. The second lashon in the Eshkol certainly holds that even a mitzvah kiyumis can be diche the leisase, because he says bizman hazeh that chachomim moreikeya the chiyuv, still if he puts in tcheles and he wears it, so then he's not chayv malkes. Why? Because the mitzvah of tzitzis is diche. What kind of a mitzvah is there? Not a mitzvah chiyuvis. There is no mitzvah chiyuvis. Now is maraze. So a mitzvah chiyuvis. So mele a noshim apturis of mitzvah shazman grome. But Rav Netam himself says that noshim should make a broche on all mitzvah shazman grome. And that's the psak of the Ramah. So that's the reason as to why women make broches on lulev, why on sheifer, because so Rav Netam says even though they are apturis, but if she's mikayim the mitzvah of Shazman Grome, she has schar. But the schar is not as great as the schar of a man, because God lam tzuveveise, mishenu tzuveveise. What does it mean she gets schar? It means a mitzvah kiyum is there is. So mimele, So Mimele, it's not necessary to resort to the concept of Hutro in order to explain this din of Rav Netam, that even a Mishe is allowed to wear a talis of Kwaim. Because maybe even if we say it's Truyo, but according to some Rishenim we see that even a Mitzvah Kiyumis can be Deiche, not Afkei Mitzvah Chiyuvis. So Mimele, if not Afkei Mitzvah Chiyuvis, so Mimele you can say on the basis of Triyah, so the Mitzvah Kiyumis of the Ishe is Deiche, the Leises of Kwaim. Now, Teisves in Ksuves has one notion, one alternative that is different from our Teisves. Whereas our Teisves says that's only the Mokim Tcheles, so you can put in two chutin of lovon of tzemer in a beget shel pishtom, but shalim Mokim Tcheles definitely not. So Teisves says that even the two chutim of tzemeh ashalovon you can put in the baggage of pishton even bismazeh when there is no tzemeh, but four chutim certainly not. Why is there a difference between four chutim and two chutim? The answer is because two chutim are always muter, because when you have tzemeh, so the two chutim of tzemeh you have to put in is muter. So Mimele, even if you don't have Treles, it's also possible. So there is one alternative in Teisves, in Ksuves Afmen, that even if you don't receive Ma'azeh, you don't have any Chutin of Treles, so you're allowed to put in two Chutin of Lovon of Tzemer in the Beges of Pishta. But four Chutin of Tzemer of Lovon, that's certainly not. Why 2 years and four not? So again, it has to be explained on the basis of the aspect of Utro, as we explain these cases, because there are two Gzeres HaKosuf. One Gzeres HaKosuf is the Smichus, and that din of Smichus is not mentioned with Gabi Tcheles in the parasha in Kiseitzei. Tcheles is not mentioned, so it applies even to Lovon. Suppose he has no. I mean, you'll say, how is it possible that he shouldn't have? He can't cut out. I mean, there is a special situation. He just can't cut out. Let's say if you cut out a piece of material, so it will not have the shear of a beggar to be chayav in tzitzis. So then it's a situation that he can't cut out. So then there is the drosha of smichus. That's a din of trio. And then once we have the drosha of smichus, so we know that this possible pshat, otherwise possible pshat, horekom arachmone, obid litzemel litzemel pishtel lipishtim, chavid litzemel litzemel tzavik, is incorrect. So Mimele, we know that the pshat in the posik psil tcheles is baby beggar shal tzemer, baby beggar shal pishton. So Mimele, so that's not a zasakosik, that is a din of utro. So Mimele, according to our teisves, so we say, since only tcheles is utro, so we apply only b'mokim tcheles the concept of mige. And according to the alternative loshen in teisves, and suvis dachmem, since tcheles is utro, so it's utro, how many chutim are utro? Mitzat Treles, two chutim. So to the extent of two chutim, we can apply the concept of Mige, even Sholim Mokim Treles, but only to the extent of two chutim, but not to the extent of four chutim. Okay, now, that's all today. Now, I'll ask you to look up the Chidushi Ramban and the Sukiyah in Shabbos Daf Kuflamed Veis, where the Ramban, the Chiddush Ramban in Shabbos Daf Kuf Amud Beis seems to say just the opposite of what the Ramban says here in Yilamis. Okay.